of Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. Welcome to the second half of our second hour right here on Patricia Raskin, Positive Living. I want to tell you, I have on a world-renowned guest. She's someone I've had on before several times. She lives in England and really is an amazing person in terms of showing us the science behind positive consciousness and positive thinking, and how thinking in a certain way scientifically will bring us the results that we want. Not just saying it, but with science behind it. My guest is Lynn McTaggart. She's one of the preeminent spokespersons on consciousness, the new physics and science of spirituality. She's the award-winning journalist and author of 5 books, including the worldwide bestsellers The Field and The Intention Experiment. She's the editorial director of What Doctors Don't Tell You, and she publishes one of the world's most highly praised health newsletters and runs highly popular health and spirituality teleconferences and workshops. She is the architect of The Intention Experiment, a web-based global laboratory involving an international consortium of prestigious scientists and thousands of people in countries around the world who are testing the power of intention to heal the world. Her most recent book, The Intention Experiment, and its website were prominently featured in the plotline of Dan Brown's latest blockbuster, The Lost Symbol. Her brand new book, which I'm holding up in the webcam, is The Bond, Connecting Through the Space Between Us. Welcome, Lynn McTaggart.
Hi, how are you doing, Patricia?
It's great to have you on the program again.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here with you.
Thank you. You know, I would like to let our listeners know that what you're really doing is showing people scientifically how when we think positively or when we put our intention upon something, we can actually make it happen.
Yes. And I'm also trying to change the narrative of people's lives. You know, our narrative, as we've been told by science and many things, but primarily by science for a number of centuries, is that we're individual and competitive things. And I believe that is the narrative that has got us into trouble now.
So you're saying we don't have to be competitive, we can be cooperative.
Not only am I saying we don't have to be, we weren't ever meant to be. The science shows you, and this is all the latest frontier science in not only physics, but also biology, psychology, anthropology, sociology, all the ologies, show that nature has designed us for wholeness. Nature has designed us to connect and to be cooperative, to share, care, and be fair. And when we do, we thrive. When we don't, when we do what we're doing now, where competition is the engine of our lives, we get into the mess we're in right now.
All right, so wait, Lynn. So if that's the case, then, if we know that, then why are we so competitive? Why have we been doing what we've been doing?
We've been doing what we've been doing because we've bought into the wrong narrative, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Many things write the story we live by, but perhaps the greatest influence these days is science. And for 300 plus years, we've been told that we're separate individual entities. And we've also been told, thanks to evolution and the discoveries of Charles Darwin, that life is a struggle, and it's a race to the finish line. There's not enough out there, and so we have to compete for it. Now, Darwin never created the term survival of the fittest. It was created by one of his friends, but it took hold at the time, and it was used as a justification for a number of beginning movements like capitalism, mm-hmm. like certain races prevailing over other races. And you know, all you need to do is look around at other cultures, particularly native cultures. They don't live like this, and they live far better than we do.
But are they as financially successful as cultures that are competitive, Lynn?
They may not be financially successful, but we're not either at the moment. let's just look at the U.S. right now. The U.S. is in a disaster. The U.S. has maybe 1 in 39 people at least were millionaires, but we also have 39 million people, one-tenth of our population, who live below the poverty line. Mm. And we have so many middle-class people in meltdown that a best-selling book now is A Girl's Guide to Homelessness. Mm-hmm. You know, we are in financial meltdown.
Yeah, and I
right
interviewed
now.
Her. I interviewed Brianna Karp, really.
Yeah.
On that book. So let's talk about this then. What is it that we need to do, and after we do it, how will it work?
Okay. What I prescribe in the book is, first of all, we have to change our narrative. And the narrative that I've written, which has been a compilation of all the new science, is essentially shows that human beings were meant to come together, that there is an innate goodness and desire for cooperation. It's hardwired in us to share, care, and be fair. And when we don't live like that, we all feel worse off. So the idea that we are, you know, wonderfully successful now is really a myth. It's going against our nature. There are four things we need to do. We need to start seeing differently, and we need to train ourselves to do things differently, because we're now used to looking for individual things. We're used to looking for what's in it for me. We have to change the way we relate to people, and it's just a change of perspective. It's not a huge change. It's about looking at we, not me. And, you know, the me generation is over. We won't survive if we continue on with that kind of mindset.
You know, Lynn, you write about in your book, you write about South Africans' rugby and Oxford's rowing teams and the Chilean miners and community water pipeline and how we need to create this new and vibrant neighborhood. Talk about those.
Well, there's a thing called a superordinate goal. There was an incredible study of 12-year-old boys who were sent to a camp, divided into two groups, made to have different identities, different living quarters, and engaged in highly competitive games. And the people running this were psychologists in disguise, actually. They were disguised as camp counselors. After a while, they didn't have to stoke competition. The boys started killing each other. You know, they started beating each other up, ripping each other's flags, doing all sorts of stuff. So then the psychologists created a series of crises in the camp that could only be sorted by the collective efforts of the boys, all the boys involved. And the boys began befriending each other, sitting together. And by the end of it, they unanimously voted to ride on the bus together, ride home together. These had been former enemies. This is a blueprint for what we need to do. It's called a superordinate goal. And the reason that a bigger goal that's bigger than the, you know, that can only be achieved by the collective efforts of everyone, the reason it brings people together is because when we're engaged in a goal with a common purpose, our brainwaves start operating in synchrony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing we need to do, to get over this incredible polarization. But what I'm suggesting in the book is that we can learn from all of those kinds of studies and situations, like the Chilean miners. You know, they worked for the good of their country. That's why they survived. We need to start this in small ways in our neighborhoods, because that's where we're also falling apart. You know, we don't have neighborhoods anymore. And it's very simple to start bringing neighborhoods together just with one kind of common goal, whether it's cleaning up graffiti, having a block party, or doing what we did in my neighborhood, chasing away a cell phone company who were trying to put cell phone towers in our town. All of that brought our neighborhood together, and that's the kind of thing that can bring neighborhoods around the states together.
I want to ask you about something that was in your other book that we talked about a couple of years ago that I think is so amazing, and I'd like you to tell our listeners about the experiment with the leaf and how you had millions of people around the world concentrating on this leaf. Explain that to our listeners. Amazing.
Okay. Well, I've done 23 experiments since I spoke to you, Patricia. We started with leaves. We went on to sending intention for plants. And what happens is we'd put an experiment in one of the labs in, a scientific lab like University of Arizona mostly. And we'd have people around the globe, 90 countries around the globe, sending intention to that target. We did it with plants. We made food grow faster. We purified water. We did it in a lake in Japan with Masaru Emoto, And most provocatively, we sent it to Sri Lanka. For 8 days, I had people around the globe sending peace to Sri Lanka, which at the time was war-torn.
And what happened?
Amazing. A whole team of scientists concluded that we had a pivotal week in changing the course of the war. From there on, within 3 months, the 25-year war, the government took control, and 3 months after that, the war was over. Now, did we do this? We don't know. We have to run a lot of experiments to determine this. But it, you know, as I say, the scientists looked at this and with timeline analyses and everything else and said something very interesting went on there.
How amazing. So let's talk about your book in terms of the bond, Connecting Through the Space Between Us. And what can our listeners do to be part of this? It's not out there, as you say, Lynn. It's within all of us. What can we do to create this bond?
Well, as I say, we have to learn simple techniques, which I talk about in the book, for seeing more holistically, seeing the space between us. We have to learn a few simple techniques to change the way we relate to people so that we relate across divides. Even with people who disagree with everything we stand for, we can easily find the connection that's always there. So I have techniques in the book for doing that. I have techniques for creating connections in neighborhoods and also for changing the culture in your neighborhood, in your workplace. I'll tell you about Marie, and this is how simple it is. Marie was sick of the culture of greed in her office. So she decided to leave change in her Coke machine every day, and she left a little sign that said, "Your Coke's been paid for. Keep the spirit alive and pay it forward." Now, this completely freaked out everybody in her office. They created a spy network around the Coke machine to try to figure out who was the secret Santa.
Oh, wow.
So she moved to another floor and started leaving donuts every day.
Oh, that's amazing.
This changed the entire culture of that company. People were confronted with the power of generosity. And when generosity is the game and the currency of the game starts to change. And that's the message, too, of the bond, is simply that scientists have found that even in a culture where connection has fallen apart, where it's a culture of greed like we have right now, all it takes is one or two little game changers, little instigators who insist on fairness and insist on generosity to change the whole game.
All right, Lynn, what if you're in a position at work or you're in a relationship and you're not seeing this, nor will you, because the other person won't change? Do you get out? What do you do?
Okay, well, first of all, you stop the assumption that the other person won't change. You start sending them positive intention and see what happens. You start connecting deeply and heartfully with the person to put that, make yourself a vehicle of service to the relationship. Watch what happens with other people, even the most intractable. So one of our big problems, we always say, is the other person won't change. When you change, other people change.
Interesting. Amazing. Now, do you come to the States? I know you're American, but you live in London. Do you come
to London, but I've been over twice on the Bond Tour. I'm going to be in Tucson this summer. I'm going to be in New York at Omega in California at the Science and Non-Duality Conference, in the ASEP Conference, at Agape, at the Reconnection Conference, and all of this is on my website.
Okay, you'll be in New York fairly soon at Omega?
In mid-October. I think it's October 14th. I'll be there for the weekend.
Okay.
I'll be teaching there and at the Sophia Institute. So people can find out more on my website, which is www.thebond.net. And they can also find out we're launching a fairness campaign in several weeks, because one of the things that is a problem in our society now is we're at our most unfair in history. And my belief is that we are hardwired for fairness. The science shows that we even have an "it's not fair" button in our brains. And so one of the problems with our society now is it's so unfair. So again, when it starts with individuals can do a great deal to recreate and promote fairness in their community, in their workplace, etc. So I have a whole bunch of fairness principles and a lot of information. Again, it'll be on my website, thebond.net.
Fabulous. Lynn, we're going to come back. We'll have a couple more minutes. So again, my guest is Lynn McTaggart. She's the author of the Bond, Connecting Through the Space Between Us. She's a preeminent spokesperson on consciousness, the new physics, and the science of spirituality, and is an award-winning journalist and author of 5 best-selling books. So again, you're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And we'll be back with Lynn McTaggart. And just to say, you know, this is proof that the positive intention and the goodness works and wins each time. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM. And we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. Have on, you know, an amazing guest I've had on before. I'm just delighted. Lynn McTaggart, one of the preeminent spokespersons on consciousness. She's the author of worldwide bestsellers, The Field and the Intention Experiment. She's the editorial director of What Doctors Don't Tell You. And her brand new book is The Bond, Connecting Through the Space Between Us. Lynn, your final what would be your message to our listeners about the power of thinking positively and living in a caring, loving world? For those skeptics, so appeal to our skeptics, Lynn.
Okay, first of all, the first thing to understand is you've been living according to the wrong story. I have tried to rewrite this narrative according to what the science really says, and the science says between everyone, there is a bond, even the most disagreeable. We are made to connect through every fiber of our being, and by bond I mean a connection so profound you can't say where one thing ends and another thing begins. And the other thing I really want to say is that we keep waiting for the people in charge to sort things out for us.
Yes.
But they can't even speak to each other across the aisle anymore. It's just two opposing teams duking each other out. It's time for you and me here and now. It doesn't take the big people in charge. All it takes is for us to understand that it doesn't have to be like this, not for one more day.
Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you're saying set the example, however small, like the woman who put the extra money by the coffee machine.
You can be a change agent for good by changing the way you see the world, to embrace the whole, to take aerial vision. You can change the way the world works by changing the way you relate to other people so that you put the relationship first, not you, not being all about me. You can change the whole thing in your neighborhood by looking for a superordinate goal, a goal that everybody can join in on. And you can change everything in your locality by deciding that it's your goal in life is not just about you and yours, what's in it for me, but what's in it for all of us. And if you make the bond every day, you'll see that you can become a change agent and have an enormous effect on your community, your country, your world.
Oh, fabulous. Lynn, thank you so much. Tell people how they can find your book. And again, you're coming to Omega Institute October 14th to 16th in New York to give a workshop.
Yes, and I'm going to be all over the West Coast as well, and the Sophia Institute in the South. So people can find out about my schedule on my website, www.thebond.net. If they sign up, they can get information about the Fairness Campaign, my intention experiments, and also a free download of an extract of the book.
Fabulous. And they can be part of the Fairness Experiment?
It's the Fairness Campaign. They can be part of it. They'll receive all kinds of information when they sign up on our website. They'll get a Fairness Principles, Fairness Pledge, and information about how to bring fairness into their community, into their workplace.
What incredible work you're doing, Lynn.
Thank you. It's really my pleasure. And what's exciting to me is to see that we're all evolving to this understanding together. Everybody's understanding the old way is not tenable anymore, but there's a new way, and it works.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, there are so many beautiful people in this world, and we need to know more of that. And that's what your work is all about, too, is saying, we have them. Let's see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone has this inside of them, no matter how disagreeable. everybody connects. Everybody was made to connect. And everybody has a shock of recognition when this comes out. With generosity, as I say, the game completely changes. As soon as you create generosity in your local area, in your local office, people recognize this as the way it's really supposed to be.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for coming on the program.
It's been my pleasure.
Fabulous.
Thanks again.
Yeah, stay on the line. All right, folks, this wraps up our program for today. Go on to my website, patriciaraskin.com, and at the bottom there is a circle that will say WPRO, and all of the guests are listed for this whole month on the program. And next week, Dr. Tad is back from Center for Preventive Medicine, and we have some fabulous guests. So do stay tuned. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true, and I love you all.